Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach, radio and TV personality, and the creator of the acclaimed Vision Program. I have been referred to as an expert in the field of thought transformation, and my mission is to deliver the message and bring you the tools for real success, abundance, and happiness. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles we teach are based on you living your remarkable life, and that's what we want to bring with each guest that we bring on. It is the foundation for our magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the work that we deliver. I want you to know that I am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I also want you to know that I am a cast member of the upcoming movie The Journey, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Nick Halleck, Dr. Joe Rubino, Donna Melinda Boyer, Vic Johnson, Marie Diamond, and, oh yeah, Candy G. I am so excited about some of the things that we're bringing to you, especially today's guest. I have been so looking forward to having this guest on the phone, but before I bring you today's guest, I want to share with you a G-note. Now, this isn't necessarily today's G-note, but this one was really speaking to me, and I wanted to share it with you today. And this G-note says, the voice of greatness whispers within. Are you listening? I love that. What's a G-note? A daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. I want to give you something positive and productive to think about. I want to give you a little spark of motivation and inspiration to understand that enduring hope, love, joy, abundance. Now, every once in a while, we'll have a little teeny glitch in the equipment, and that's what that was. And that little teeny glitch in the equipment gave you a moment to pause and think about what I just said. So what I'd like to do is introduce to you today's G-note gift. Today's guest. It has been such a busy day. Can I tell you already, today's guest, I'm so excited I can't even talk. It's not good for a speaker to be verbally dyslexic. But in late 2001, Gabriel Ferranza heard the news none of us wants to hear. He was dying. His time was limited. Gabriel thanked his doctor for the information, looked her square in the eye, and said, I will not die. He began a quest for healing, and this journey has led him to experience different belief systems, healing modalities, practices, and procedures. And with his newfound knowledge, he was able to create 7 subtle steps to health. Today, Gabriel is a healthy, vibrant man, living life to its fullest and helping others do the same. I met Gabriel a couple months ago, and he seriously impressed me. I'm humbled and honored to introduce you to Gabriel Ferranza. Are you there, Gabriel?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Been looking forward to this. Great deal. Yes.
Yes, and you know what? And I've told a lot of folks your story. But what I would like you to do is I would like you to take a moment to talk to the listening audience and tell them a little bit about Gabriel, and then we are really going to dig into your story.
All right. Well, it almost seems like my life just began 10 years ago when you gave that short little introduction about what I was told. Basically, I'm a man that was brought up in New York City. I was in a technical background. I had a technical background working in broadcast for over 20 years. And late in the 90s, I just wasn't feeling quite well. I went to a doctor for your basic once-over, and he gave me some real bad news. Since then, I've just done everything I possibly can to try to learn the nature of why we get the way that we are, and to try to find a way out, first for myself and then for others. Since then, I spent the last 7 years in school full-time, as soon as I got my body to the point where it could function whatsoever, in order to learn all I could, so I could be helpful to myself and to others. And so today I find myself, I just finished my last board exam, and I'm about to be licensed as a doctor of oriental medicine. And so that'll expand my counseling service that I have, and I'll be able to help more people. And also on a local basis, I'll be able to treat people that are having problems with their body.
Exciting to hear some of this, especially that you're going to be a doctor of oriental medicine. It's amazing, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But what I want to do is I want to go back to that moment when you weren't feeling good, and what exactly did the doctor say to you? What were those words?
The first doctor, my regular practitioner, just called me, and like he usually would do, just to say, okay, everything's fine, you know, I'll see you next year. And instead of that, he said, Gabriel, there's something terribly wrong with your blood work. I need to speak with you. And I said, okay. I really didn't take it so seriously. I thought he was just going to yell at me that my cholesterol was too high or something and send me home with a diet, so to speak. But no, he saw me for but a moment and said, I need to send you to a hematologist, an oncologist, because the blood work is so disturbing that I don't think that I can do anything for you. From there, he sent me to a hematologist, and that gentleman, I can only say I felt that he was quite unkind. He spent most of the time with his back to me reading my chart, and then he spent another moment palpating me and then turned to me and basically just said, you didn't know you were this sick. You didn't feel that in your abdomen because my spleen had swollen up to, I don't know, four times its normal size. And he just seemed to be amazed that I didn't know that I was as ill as I was. At that point, he walked out of the office and walked away from me. I followed him down the hallway to say, you just can't leave me like this. Well, tell me, you know, what are you thinking? And he gave me a list of diseases. They were all terminal. And said that, well, my nurse will be contacting you. And I never went back to the gentleman, to be honest with you. I immediately went to some alternative healers that I knew and started looking for another way because I had no intention of allowing them to treat me even if they had a treatment for me. So that was the first encounter.
What is it like? Hey, listen, that music says we're heading off to a commercial break. So, listen, this is Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059. To anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio, and we're talking to our guest, Gabriel Ferranzo, and we're talking about Don't Tell Me I'm Dying. Gabriel had been given news that he was terminal, and what he did to say, I will not die, and the things that he did took him to a real, not only a quest for healing, but to get real healing to happen. You know, Gabriel, before we went to commercial break, you were talking about the lack of bedside manner. How hard was that on your psyche in relationship and your emotional self in relationship to the fact that you had just gotten this horrific news? The fact that you, it seemingly was somebody there that really didn't seem to care about what was going on for you.
Well, it's devastating, I believe. And I think that that's one of the big reasons I wanted to become involved with the medical system, so perhaps I could somehow mitigate such messages that they might receive from the other side, so to speak. Most people in this country see doctors as little gods, and that what they say is the truth and the gospel of things. So if they tell you that you're dying, most people in my situation would have went home and told their spouse or their family, you know what, the doctor tells me I have little time to live. He suggests I take my medication and I take care of my paperwork, which is exactly what they said to me. And they would put their mind in agreement with what was going on in their body. And at that point, they would have no hope of living. They would literally have closed down all possibilities of becoming well, and they would die. This is not the way it is in some other countries. You know, even in China today, if they think that you have cancer, they won't tell you. They won't tell you. They'll say, okay, you know, they'll treat you and they'll treat your symptoms, but they say, what purpose does it do to tell this man to remove all hope from this situation? Why not just tell him, okay, you got a bellyache right now and we'll treat it, and it's going to make no difference. Here in this country, of course, everything is very litigious. If you don't tell everyone everything, then you're going to be sued and this and that. It's just the nature of things. But, you know, I think that doctors need to learn a better way of communicating. I know that they're pressed for time and they're trying to make money, but I think in a situation like mine, it would be excellent to sit down with the person for quite a while and explain to them all their situations and say, yes, indeed, in most situations, people do not survive this. But there is no such thing as always in every situation, and that let's see what we can do. Offer someone some sort of hope that they can hold on to, not just for the sake of pacifying them, but for the sake for offering them a chance for survival. Because my body absolutely gave me no chance for survival. My blood work was so poor that they didn't know how I was living. I was bleeding every day out of every orifice of my body. I was sweating so bad every night that my bed was literally soaking wet, that I was sleeping on beach towels every night. My spleen, by the time I was fully involved in this disease, it filled my entire abdomen. And they said it was going to burst, that the only thing they could do would be remove it. And their last words to me in Cleveland Clinic was, we'll remove your spleen, you'll be more comfortable, but you'll die sooner. And so this is the type of hope that they left with me. But I took another way. I always had a spiritual content to my life, and I believe that there was a spiritual content involved, an emotional content involved in what had happened to me, and that I needed to change everything in my life. So from the day that I was diagnosed, I literally turned completely around. Everything that I was doing, I started doing completely the opposite. I closed my business. I stopped doing everything I was doing. At that moment, I joined a meditation group. I changed my diet. I changed my exercise. I changed the way I had conversation with the people and with myself. And for 2 years, I literally didn't look in the mirror, because each day when I sat down to meditate, I told myself that I was well. But my countenance denied that, and so I would not allow those images to enter into my eye gate. I would not allow myself to see myself in that condition. Instead, I accepted the words that I said to myself, being that I was well and that I was on my way to returning to health. And, you know, I believe that that's the first place you work with anything, whether you're trying to manifest a so-called miracle in your body or in your finances or in your romance or whatever it might be, is working in some sort of unconscious level where you have to start actually speaking to your deeper self, your higher self, and working on that side of you to figure out what has become so corrupt there that that you're unable to have balance. And I truly believe that that's what healed me. That and, of course, the information that was brought to me by those meditations about the different protocols to go through to cleanse my body and to re-nourish it. But the first thing was to change my mind.
So what are some of the things that you did? You know, the meditation piece I know is absolutely crucial. I know how vital it is, and I know how important it is to talk to your conscious and subconscious thinking and understand the mind-body connection and how extraordinarily we're connected. But what were some of those protocols that you used?
Things I did?
Yes.
Physical things I did. One of the first ones, I went away to an Ann Wigmore retreat center, one of the few truly original Wigmore retreat centers in the country. The Hippocrates Institute here in West Palm Beach was once one of them. Ann Wigmore is called the mother of wheatgrass. She died unfortunately in a fire in a home in Boston a number of years ago. But she was a naturopathic physician who actually brought the whole idea of drinking wheatgrass and drinking green juices and such into the mainstream. And so that's the first place that I went. I went there and I spent about a month there just fasting and juicing and so on. I knew intuitively that I had gotten some toxins deep into my system, that they had gotten so deep they had literally gotten into my bone marrow. And so I intuitively knew that I needed to cleanse myself. So that was the first thing that I ran to. I wanted to purge everything that was possibly a toxin in my body out of my body. And so I did that very formally there, where you actually go there and you not only live that lifestyle, but you also take classes all day where they teach you how to prepare these things, to eat them and drink them. And so I left there with a foundation, with an education to continue that sort of diet when I was home again. But I found that I couldn't stay on it as long as they would have liked me to. That's the problem with some of these protocols. Like with a lot of things, they become like little religions and people become very dogmatic about them. And fortunately, I tend to follow myself. And when I saw that I had detoxed all I could to the point where it was becoming debilitating for me, I modified it and started nourishing myself. I said, okay, all the toxins are out now. Now I've got to re-nourish this body with everything that is going to do nothing but heal me. To me, that meant eating the highest quality food at a very low volume level, so that when it was all said and done at the end of each meal, that I was left with a net profit. Just like when you're running a business, at the end of the business day, you want to be left with a profit. Well, when you finish eating and when your day is done, you want to be left with some sort of net energy gain instead of a deficiency. And a lot of times we eat so much, and although we've consumed a lot of calories, we're left with no energy. We're actually left with a deficit because all of that food is taken more from us than what it can give. And it leaves us with nothing but bloated feeling and gas and so on. And so I stayed very, very mindful that I was actually gaining energy from everything that I ate. From every movement that I made, the movement was done in such a way that it always left me with a profit. I never worked out to the point where I was out of breath or out of energy. All of the exercise, so to speak, that I do is energy work. And although some of it looks like calisthenics, is done with such a mind that it leaves you with this net profit that I was talking about.
But what do you mean by energy work? Explain that.
Energy work, there are many different cultures that have energy work. The yogis have energy work. They consider yoga energy work. The Chinese have qigong and tai chi, and that's what I'm more closely related to, although I do kundalini yoga. Energy work is where you work with two energies. The energy that's already in your body, the Chinese would say that's the energy that runs through your meridians through your body, which can become stagnated by disease, pathologies, and such, and with the energy that's outside of us, which we can learn to gather and bring into our system to strengthen us. So if we lack a certain energy, we can learn to gather it from the earth or from the sky and bring it into our bodies. You can also learn to disperse excess energy that's in our body into the earth and into the sky by these different modalities. But they're done very softly, where they don't take anything from you. You're breathing all during that time. You're conscious of what your mind is doing. So it's a moving meditation. You're working mind and body at the same time.
Now, for folks that are listening and have never heard of anything like Qigong or Tai Chi, and for folks that are out there and generally not feeling good, where's the place for them to start? It doesn't mean they have to be terminal, but let's face it, this can be a pretty toxic world and a pretty toxic environment. Also, it could be a pretty amazing world and a pretty energy-filled, healthy, loving environment. So what is one of the first things you would tell folks to do?
Find the time, even if it's only 5 minutes a day, where you can get by yourself and silent. If you can find a space in your home where you can do this, I encourage that. If you can find a space outside of your home early in the morning where you can take your shoes off and put your feet in the on the ground and your hands towards the sky and be silent, that's where I would recommend starting, because that's where you'll start to get the sense of feeling what's going on inside you and feeling what's going on outside you. Once you can feel those two things, you can start gaining balance, because you can start pulling in and taking from the places that have excess or places that have deficiency, and you can start feeding yourself from the very space that we live in, instead of letting it just be like a succubus sucking all the energy out of us. Because that's what this world does if we let it have its way and we don't pay attention. We wake up in the morning, we turn on the news, like a big vacuum cleaner just sucking the life out of us. You know,
that's why you turn on nothing but good news. That's the way you turn on nothing but good news radio. Oh my God, great segue. That's awesome. Hear the music, head into commercial break. This is such important stuff. It's so important to listen to what Gabriel has to say. I want you to stick with me now. We still got three more segments to go. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are. Shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G, and we are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. And we're here talking with Gabriel Ferranzo, and Gabriel has quite the story. In late 2001, he heard the news that none of us want to hear. He was dying. That's what his doctors told him, and his time was limited. And he thanked his doctor for the information, looked her square in the eye, and said, "I will not die." That's when he began his quest for healing and the journey that led him to experience different belief systems, healing modalities, practices, and procedures. And with his newfound knowledge, he was able to create seven subtle steps to health. And today he's a healthy, vibrant man living his life to the fullest and doing the same. And he will soon be a doctor of oriental medicine. He is here to spend his time teaching other folks how to heal. And he's got quite the story. So I just want to check. We've got a little teeny bit of issues with some equipment, but I'm going to check and see. Gabriel, are you still with me? Hello? No. Okay. That's all right, because I know Gabriel's going to be back. He's really a pretty remarkable guy. And when I met Gabriel, I was so impressed because of the fact that he had such a debilitating disease, and he was told that he was terminal, and that he was absolutely terminal, and that what he did is he chose not to believe that. And he'd spend time in meditation and prayer. And one thing that was really amazing is that Gabriel would cover his mirrors, and he wouldn't look at himself for 2 years because he didn't want anything outside, any picture image on the outside, to change his image on the inside. See, what you want, your vision and voice on the inside to be more powerful than the opinions on the outside. And so Gabriel has so impressed me with what he's been able to do. You know, Gabriel, I know you're here with me, right? Are you there? Gabriel?
Yes.
Hi. You know, what was... Yeah, you're awesome. You're absolutely awesome. What was... I know they this thing that they said you was going on for you, they gave it a label or a title or a name, and what was it that they told you you had?
All right. Well, the wonderful thing is that it starts off with idiopathic. And to tell someone that they're dying, that and that there's no hope, and to start off the diagnosis with idiopathic, meaning we don't know why this occurs or how it happens or how to fix it, but you're dying. So they started it off with idiopathic myelofibrosis. Myelo meaning bone or bone marrow, fibrosis meaning scar tissue. My bone marrow was literally turning into scar tissue. The space inside my bone that creates the blood was being filled, that corridor was being filled with scar tissue. The bone marrow was literally being traumatized and leaving scar tissue behind it. And because I had no bone marrow, I couldn't make blood. I wasn't making blood. I had no platelets, so I was bleeding spontaneously. I had no white blood cells, so I couldn't protect against disease. I had no red blood cells. These conversations that we're having right now were literally impossible. I would answer the phone and say hello, and someone would say, did you just run up the stairs? Because I'd be huffing and puffing for breath, because I couldn't even speak, because I couldn't handle any oxygen whatsoever. And so, yeah, idiopathic myelofibrosis, a nasty disease. My pathology professor, a wonderful Colombian gentleman, used to see me in class, and he would go, Gabriel, you are a miracle. Nobody survives to that disease. It's a nasty thing you had. And so he said, my mouth, it goes like this, and he would open up his mouth like it was hanging open. And So I don't know anybody that has survived this thing. I've spoken to many, many Western doctors. I had a few as professors at the school, and they've all told me that this is one disease that no one survives. And I think I sent you a letter that the Cleveland Clinic had sent out over me, and, you know, their last words were, you know, only palliative care for this man. He's terminal. He's dying. And so it was everyone's opinion except for mine, which was the one that counted, huh?
Yeah, that's the one that counted. You know, I teach a course called the Vision Program, and I teach folks the power of the subconscious mind. And one of the things that I tell folks is, if you want to create anything, the vision and the voice on the inside has to be more powerful than the opinions on the outside. And you are the epitome of that. But I think one of the things that you mentioned earlier I just thought was absolutely brilliant was that I think it was China that you said they don't ever tell folks they have cancer, because you don't want folks to own that thing called cancer, because the more you own it and the more you focus on it, the more you help it to remain and to help it to be there. You know, it's interesting. I had a client many years ago, and he once told me about his first wife. And his first wife was mortified of the big C. She was mortified of getting cancer. She was so scared of getting cancer that what she did is she studied everything about curing cancer, what you could do when you get cancer, what cancer is. She had medical journals. She went to seminars, and she stayed focused on it all the time. What do you think happened? She got a very virulent form of pancreatic cancer and died in her 40s.
Yes, because where you place your mind is what manifests, you know. Yeah. She had good motivation, but she placed her attention in the wrong place.
People don't understand the power of focusing on something, and I think that's the point of that story. You know, Mother Teresa was once asked if she would go to an anti-war rally, and she said, absolutely not. But if you ask me to come to a peace rally, I'll be there. So it's about focusing on the picture image of what you want healthy to look like, as opposed to sitting back and going, oh, my God, I've got this thing. I'm going to die. I've got this. These horrible things are going to happen. I'm going to read all the horrible side effects. I'm going to read what's going to happen. You're going to help fill your subconscious mind with that creative part of who you are with what those things look like. So I'm hearing you say a little bit of that. Is that true?
Yes. It totally frustrated. I didn't allow the doctors, the Western doctors, to have too much of their hands on me. When I went back to Cleveland Clinic two years after the first diagnosis, I decided that I was going to let them do their full thing on me. I had no intention of letting them treat me, but I wanted them to, like, you know, give their full shot. And they did 4 bone marrow biopsies on me, which I can tell you are no fun. And they kept on coming back with these different things. And but when they, you know, when they finally once again said, listen, you know, we have to confirm this, this is what you have, and it's very advanced. We don't even know how you survived this long, but, you know, don't fool yourself. You will not survive this thing. I again told them what I told the first gentleman. I said, you know, I have no intention of dying. And they said, oh, don't delude yourself. Don't waste your time chasing rainbows. You know, use the rest of your life. And I said, I just smiled at them again and said, you know, this is not what's going to happen. This is your opinion. I appreciate it. I thank you for your time. But, you know, people they just don't give this body the credit that it deserves. We cut ourselves, and maybe 2 weeks later we'll come back and we'll look at our hand and say, where was that? And we can't even see a scar or any sign that there was ever a cut in the flesh. Now, isn't that a miracle? You know,
if this
was some sort of sci-fi movie and no one ever knew about healing, and we showed them, oh, there was a big gash there and now it's gone, they go, oh, it's a miracle. They'd be down on their knees, like, making prayers up for us or whatever. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that this is how we work. You know, our body is made to heal itself. And if it's not doing that, then that's just a sign that there's something very, very strong that's preventing it. And what we need to do is remove that. And then if it's not healing, then there's something very weak that's not assisting us in the balance of the healing. So take the strong pathogen out of the way, add the strong nourishing factor back in, and now you've got the two things there that you need in order to get well. You know, get the nasty out of the way, bring the good in, and everything will come back. And I've proven that it doesn't just have to happen with people that have just been diagnosed. I mean, I was way gone. They didn't give me any hope whatsoever. I look like walking dead. People today see me and they're just absolutely amazed. And today they tell me, you know, I didn't tell you back then, but you looked horrible. You scared me. The people at my Zen group that I joined like weeks after my first diagnosis, they came to me just last month. One of them sat down next to me and said, Gabriel, I've got to tell you, you frightened me. I thought you were maybe a heroin addict or something because you were so skinny and you were gray and your eyes were sunken in. And, you know, we didn't know what was happening with you. And to look at you today, it's just amazing. And I see that as a great blessing because this is the type of thing that allows me access into other people's lives. Access into people's lives that are in the condition that I was in, that without anybody to tell them, listen, you know, great, you know, I understand that you've been told this terrible thing, and you know what, it may indeed manifest, but, you know, you do have an option. If you like, I'll walk this path with you. I'll try to help you through this. So perhaps you can take this other road. And then I'll share my story. I'll show them the paper that I showed you. I'll show them pictures, and I'll say, listen, this was me. And this is me today. And if I can do it, I'm no different. I'm no God or anything. You know, I'm a special person. I just followed,
you know, where I was led, I'll be happy to help you if I can. And so, you know, everything that occurs, especially when it's that strong, we can make something very powerful out of it, because there's always another side to the coin, and the opposite side of that coin is very powerful. I feel blessed. I feel very, very pleased to be in this situation.
Well, you know, Gabriel, you are so alive. And the, you know, it's just amazing when I met you, there's just a spark about you that's so, anyway. Tell me what that piece is about after being so ill and coming back from such an illness. Do you understand my question?
What does it feel like?
No, I'm just saying that there's a piece about you. You know, so many of us go through lives, and so many people you meet, they go through lives, mm-hmm. their lives, and okay, this is my life, this is what I do, this is what it's about, that there's a piece of who you are that has such a passion and such an aliveness. And it was interesting when we started the show, you said something, well, it's almost like this journey started 10 years ago when this happened. What is it about this piece that's of your life that's taken you to a bigger alive spot? Do you understand that question?
Yes, I understand. I understand completely. I'm sure what it is that I was diagnosed at 51 years old. It's pretty amazing to me. I feel like I'm 25 now. But anyway, 51 years old, and I think after all of that time, most people have gotten themselves into such a rut that they can't even see themselves any longer on any level, you know, and they have accepted that this is their life as it is, the good and the bad and the ugly and so on.
And there's nothing
without
more.
Without such a trauma to occur, to bring someone back to another place where they have to look at everything that's going on in their life that brought them to that place, brings an awakening, brings understanding that would not be accessible readily to the average person that is not pushed into that situation, because we've become so comfortable in the lives that we have. Even if they're not that good, we become comfortable in the nastiness of them. People don't do well with change in this society, and so you know they sit in this place. What has happened to me is that I had to make a choice. I had to make a choice, and then I had to be willing to do whatever it takes in order to have that thing come to pass. You know, the alcoholics, I've said this to a few people that I guess were in AA or whatever, and they say, oh, yeah, that's what they say in AA, because I tell them, are you willing to go to any length in order to be well? And, I a lot of people give me an affirmative answer to that, but halfway through or just a week or so through, they say, oh, well, I'd rather die than eat that or to do that. And it's like, well, so be it. You know, it comes out of your mouth. I think it showed me the strength that I had. I think it showed me the strength that this body has. I think it showed me the love and the care that this universe has, and that there is balance in this world. There is the ability to heal here, that this is not some nasty place that just takes and takes and takes and gives nothing back. The joy that I've gotten out of this is just the joy of seeing the nature of the way things are, as far as I'm concerned, that I've been able to see the other side of the coin, that this life is so much more than the life that I lived for 51 years. And it's a whole new life. It's given me a whole new view. It's opened me up to things that I had only been superficially aware of, and it's brought me great depth. But most important, it's given me opportunity to have conversation with literally, I think, thousands of people at this point from all over the world that have been given poor information about their health and offering them some other way of looking at things. And that's all I can do. You know, I can't treat every person. I surely can't heal every person. But I can certainly give people a second view, another option. And in that way, offering them some help and some hope to change their lives. And that's all it usually takes. I mean, most people that are sick here in America are sick with things that are completely under their control to heal. Type 2 diabetes is a pandemic, but it's something that could be healed within a month with a change of diet. But there are people that live the rest of their life on medication and on modified diets and with a poor lifestyle. I hope that was clear enough. It probably wasn't, but it's hard. It's really hard to put into words what happens.
Actually, it was really clear. To hear that music, that means we're heading off to another commercial break. It was brilliantly said, Gabriel. That's why I was just letting you talk, because I was enjoying everything you had to say. Hey, this is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Your host, Candy G, and we're here with Gabriel Veronzo, and with a story of persistence, willpower, passion, and the desire to truly, truly live in this life. And, you know, everything that you had to say before we went to the commercial break, honestly, Gabriel, I thought it was brilliant. Maybe hard to put into words, but I really thought it was brilliant. And it's just amazing how many people don't find that alive spot in life. You know, Howard Thurman says, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do that. Because what the world needs is more people that have come alive. And if it gets to the place where, you know, if I were to ask you, would you give up this experience to trade it for not having that alive spot? My guess is that you'd say no.
For sure. I tell people all the time that what I've lost is needed to be lost, as far as I'm concerned. And what I found definitely needed to be found. Yeah, indeed. Just for the sake of my grandfather, because he's flipping over in his grave, his name was Forzano. Or as the Italians would say, it's Forzano. It's not Foranzo. But that's okay.
Oh. I just wanted to get that. I'm so glad you did that. I meant to ask you, Forzano, what's your grandfather's first name?
My grandfather's first name is Gabriel, just like me.
Gabriel. Okay, dear Gabriel, I'm sorry. Forzano. Okay, Forzano. I got to get the Zano in there correctly. Hey, I understand that piece, you know. You know, when you talk about your seven subtle steps to...
Yes.
Health. What are some of the things that we can share with the listening audience? And again, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that have never touched meditation or yoga or qigong or tai chi or green juice or any of this stuff that might be listening to us today going, I can't do that. What can we tell them?
Well, first thing is that you don't have to do anything perfect. All right. There's no such thing as perfect. The perfect thing for you to do is the thing you're doing in this moment with the best intentions. That's your perfect thing at the moment. So don't put any lines of demarcation between doing it right and wrong. Just do something. All right. These seven steps are things that came upon me when I looked back at what got me to the place of healing. And they're really straightforward. The first one says to cleanse and detoxify your body. You don't have to be a doctor or a healer to clearly know, if you're just honest with yourself, you look at what you're eating and say, this one is really toxic. And you don't have to become a vegan or a health fanatic tomorrow, but you can remove one thing from your diet that you know at this moment is probably toxic and you can do without. Even without my advice, you can find that. So remove that thing from your diet today. See how you feel tomorrow. And if that gives you encouragement, start with something the week after. And, you know, there's 52 weeks in a year. If you remove 52 things in a year, you're going to be in great shape. So that's number one.
Do you have certain things to pick on in particular that folks should remove from their diet?
What I tell people about diet is if you pick something up to prepare it or to eat it and you can't recognize what it is without reading the ingredients, then you should probably not eat it. It is
if
no
you can't
longer
pronounce
food,
it, yeah.
It has become a product. It has become a product at that point, and I don't
right.
eat products. I eat food.
Right.
So when I go to my refrigerator, open the door, I can look in there right now, and they say, oh, there's an orange, and there's an apple, and there's a cauliflower, and there's this, and there's that. And I, for the most part, have foods there. There are no boxes in my house. You know, no this, no that. I shop as needed, things that are alive. And so that's what I would do. I would open up my cupboard and see things in there, and you know, and if it's been there for a long time, you know that before you even bought it, it was probably in the box for 6 months or a year. Just take it and throw it away. That's what I would recommend. And the same thing about nourishing your body. That's the second step, is to nourish your body. You know, now that you've taken the pathogens, the toxins out of your system, out of your diet, now you want to put good things back and to replace them. And so, you know, if you were drinking Coca-Cola, drink water, drink juice, drink even, you know, organic dairy. Some people are counter dairy. I found that most people that say that they have problems with dairy really just have problems with cooked dairy, the dairy that they sell here in America, which has been pasteurized. When you take a protein and you heat it to 150 degrees, you denature that protein, and the body is no longer able to recognize it. It starts treating it as a pathogen. It makes antibodies against it, and we become allergic to these things, and that's why there's so many people with problems with milk. When I put people on raw milk when I think they need it, they have no problems with it at all, and they love it, and they thrive off of it. So try to find living things to put in your body, and that's one way of starting to nourish yourself. So now you've taken some poison out of your diet, and you've added some good things into your diet. Also, better your physical environment, I write for number three. That means to remove toxic things from your home, your car, any space that you spend time in. Did you know that a laser printer puts off more negative radiation than if you were smoking a cigarette in that room? I took my laser printer. I have a big Hewlett Packard, and I removed it from the room. It's in a different room for me when it prints. So there are things there that are killing us that we're not even conscious of it. You know, the cell phone that we hold to our ear every day. The gentleman that designed that phone for Motorola died of a brain tumor. And the year before he died, he was on TV wherever someone would allow him to talk, and he was screaming, please take the cell phones off your ears. You know, there are pathogens all around us. So we need to become conscious of these things. As they're brought to our attention, we need to look at it as a gift, and instead of being angry that we may have to give up something, just thank the universe for bringing that information to you and, like, remove it from your body. It's just unnecessary. And with the space, you know, remove as much clutter out of the house as possible. Clutter makes your mind start vibrating. It's like your eyes start doing almost like a REM sleep type of vibration. They start going back and forth because then there's never a place for them to rest. You know, there's always another place for your eyes to go. I think that brings tension into your body. So remove all the clutter out of your house. Get rid of things that you don't need. Get rid of things that have negative connotations in them. So clean out your space. So now you've touched your body and you've touched your space. And then try to move. You have to move your body. It's impossible to stay well if we don't move. One of the main systems in our body that keep us well is our lymphatic system. And there's more lymphatic fluid than there is blood in our body. As a matter of fact, there's four times as much. But the lymphatic system doesn't have a pump like the circulatory system has. The circulatory system has a heart that beats whether we think about it or not. But the lymphatic system doesn't move unless we're doing one of two things, either deep breathing into our abdomen or twisting our muscles and our limbs. When we do that, we pump, we squeeze the tissue together, and that squeezes the lymphatic fluid through our body. Well, that's the sewer of our body. And if that thing stays stagnant, it causes much, much disease in our bodies. So we have to move every day. And it doesn't have to be dramatic. We don't have to join a gym or whatever. But if we can learn some simple movements that'll twist our arms, our body, and so on, they'll be helpful. I'll soon have some videos. I'm going up to Maine to shoot some videos at the end of the summer. I'll have them available. But until then, there's plenty of information up there. Go to Google and Google Qigong or Tai Chi.
You know, this is such Gabriel, I know. And this is such important stuff. Yes. This is so important. It's so important for people here. But what we're going to do is we're going to head off to our last commercial break. We're going to be back in 2 minutes, and we're going to find out where to find you and where to get all of this really amazing information. All righty? So this is your host, Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Hi, I'm Ann from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At Amerjet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Amerjet, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Amerjet has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and this is our last segment of our time with Gabriel Forzano. Did I get it right that time? And we're talking about how important it is to just take care of this incredible body of ours and how important it is. And we're talking about alive food and toxins in our environment, and moving your body and meditating, all of those things that are so, so, so important. You know, Gabriel, I feel like you do, that it's very important to eat whole, fresh foods. A lot of folks don't realize what's in what we consume today. One of my biggest pet peeves is diet sodas. That chemical that they put in diet sodas to make it sweet, when it hits 90 degrees, it turns into formaldehyde. For those of you that don't know, formaldehyde is embalming fluid. And, okay, our bodies are 98.6 degrees. I'm thinking I'm not drinking that stuff. I don't know. What about you? But, you know, Gabriel, we've got about 4 minutes before we go off the air. And what I'd like folks to do is find out how they could find you. And I know you're going to continue to create a lot of really good information for folks to watch and see and listen to. How can they find you?
Well, right now I have a website that they can locate me on, and it's Subtle Things, SubtleThings.com.
And I'm sorry, one more time.
Subtle Things, SubtleThings. It's all one word. dot com. Well, they could just Google my name, and that'll pop up.
Let's spell it correctly. It's Gabriel. How do we spell
name?
It? Yes.
My name is Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L. Last name is F like Frank, O-R, Z like zebra, A-N-O. That's Gabriel Forzano. And it can be reached that way. And then they can always call me, 954-292-7773. And I do telephone consults. I charge by the minute. I do internet consults. I counsel people all around the world daily. And I'm also happy to lecture and come to people's homes and deal with them there. And in about 3 weeks, I'll also be licensed to physically lay hands on you people and do acupuncture and things such as that, so I can treat you for things that might be concerning you. I also have a line of herbs that I sell. They're basically tonics that are made to tonify the body and build up the immune system. Chinese herbs like reishi and shiitake and mitake and Chinese ginseng and American ginseng in different formulas to tonify the body and to strengthen you. So I have all of these things available, and but I just don't dispense it willy-nilly. It's not just sitting on my site. I do it as a doctor would after I consult with you, recommend something. I just don't throw things out there and leave it up to people to decide what to take on their own. So I do care for people. I'm not here to ingratiate myself. I'm here to help people, and I'll do the best I can with that. Just call me.
And that's one of the reasons that you're here on Nothing But Good News Radio, because when we met, I saw your heart, I saw who you are, and I saw how much you want to make a difference. You know, I while I'm on the air, I'm popping onto your website. There's some great stuff here, subtlethings.com. I mean, there is just a host of information here that is amazing. And just go in and start taking a look at this. What is redeeming time? What is that, Gabriel?
Well, redeeming time is just basically recognizing that this life is precious and every moment is to be used. And so, you know, when you look at your day, when you look at the moment that's in front of you, you should see it as a precious opportunity. This life is a precious opportunity. And if we leave this life and we're not more evolved than when we came into this life, as far as I'm concerned, we've wasted this precious opportunity. This life is to be a life of where we evolve, that we come in one state and leave in another. That's how this whole universe, how this whole system is going to grow, when all of these beings come in at one level and leave at another, and then come back and this process continues. If we come in and we just sit around like a lump and leave this place, you know, half retarded from Coca-Cola and cigarettes and watching the television, then we've wasted this opportunity. So redeeming the time, as far as I'm concerned, just means live awake. Wake up in the morning, take a breath, say, oh, that was a blessing, that was a gift, you know, and move through the day that way.
Gabriel, you're amazing, and I promise you this is not going to be the first time I ask you to be on Nothing But Good News Radio. I love what you have to say. I love your heart. Your website is full. Chock full of amazing information. I'm going to take the time to go
all
through
free.
It's all free.
Go there and enjoy. Eat it up.
Eat it up. It's good stuff. All right, I want to thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me. You're such a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, hey, listen, wasn't this great stuff today? Listen to everything Gabriel has to say. It is amazing. So I'd like to say goodbye to Gabriel Forzano. And you know what I want you to do out there? Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Would you please? Thank you, and bye for now.